Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The East Penn School District in Pennsylvania has now released the videos that we requested they release so that parents can see exactly what they showed the children in the public school. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the East Penn School District in the Emmaus, Pennsylvania area showed videos to students during the so-called Unity Week promoting GLSEN's so-called Day of Silence. The Emmaus High School required the students to watch the videos, which promoted homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and gender dysphoria. They showed these videos on the school TV system without prior notice to the parents or even an opportunity for the parents to opt out their children. And Matt, the worst thing is not only that they did this, but then when some of the students came home disturbed, telling their parents, the school refused to show the parents what they showed to the students. That's when we got involved.
Yeah, and their indoctrination tactics just remind us of why parents have to be vigilant. Every parent needs to know what the schools are teaching their kids. They take the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, and they inject them with this toxic LGBT activism and push sexual promiscuity and the agenda of Planned Parenthood and GLSEN and others. And if Liberty Counsel had not gotten involved, they would have just kept brainwashing these kids and pushing this radical agenda in the schools without even disclosing to parents how they were corrupting. This is child corruption, how they were corrupting their children.
Oh, yeah. This was all part of the Unity Week, which is, you know, all backed by the LGBT agenda. Of course, the Unity doesn't include Christians or any other type of, you know, ideology. It's all about the LGBT. They showed these videos, like 9 questions gay people have about straight people, non-binary, the gender beyond he or she, which promoted gender fluidity, things like that.
Bill Nye on sexuality and gender spectrum. Bill Nye, the so-called fake science guy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, he is a very much an atheist and very hostile to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And so this was the third video. Then a YouTube spotlight, show your pride, show your love with the hashtag proud to love.
But they showed this on the school system during the morning announcement. You know, traditionally you have morning announcements. And of course, you know, if you look at the emails you've got attached to our press release, you have the principal who was all in for this, you know, whatever you need, faculty, I'll help you. We can wear shirts, you know, promoting the GSA, the Gay Straight Alliance Club, things like that. This was definitely promoted by the faculty and staff.
Well, get this. The school counselor, Kristen Grimm, is also the Gay Straight Alliance faculty sponsor.
Connect the dots there, okay?
And she had sent a suggested list of YouTube videos to a school employee to be shown during the Unity Week.
Right.
She did. She's
right.
The
this
one
is
who
students.
Sent it.
Yeah.
However, the school district, when this came to light and they asked for the video links, they said the videos were, quote, pulled from YouTube and other online sources by the students in our GSA club and sent to the TV studio as part of their Day of Silence project, close
Not
quote.
True.
Not true. This was a flat-out lie. And moreover, they said, this is the school district attorney, and I'm quoting, quote, that these videos cannot be sent to parents because they are part of a student project, close quote. And the fact of the matter is, one, they weren't part of a student project. Two, even if they are part of a student project and they're shown on the school-wide video, according to the school's own policy and the state law, they are public records.
Right.
And the public, let alone the parents certainly, but the public also has a right to get access to those videos and that information.
And they should have an opportunity for the parents to opt out their students as well, not to be exposed to this kind of propaganda.
Yeah, parents were trying, Matt, to find the videos on their own based on descriptions of the videos, content provided by the school district and descriptions of the videos related by their children. But the school refused, and they just dug their heels in, so they contacted us when they didn't get any help.
The parents, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Liberty Council sent a demand letter citing all of the state law. There's lots of different potential violations and actual violations of state law. There's also violations of their own policy. They indoctrinated these students without yeah. the parents' notice. First of all, if there's any human sexuality that is ultimately discussed, the parents need to know about it, and they have a right to opt out their children.
Yeah, and really opting out isn't even enough.
They really need to be able to have a right to opt in that they yeah. automatically are opted out unless the parents want it. It's like, for example, when you want to take an elective course, you have the right to choose which elective course you're going to take. You don't have to opt out of taking an elective course. You opt in. And this is covered by state law. You can't reveal, show, discuss this kind of information to children without the parents' knowledge.
You send home permission slips. You tell them, this is what we're going to do. Do you approve? Yes or no?
You opt in to sports.
Right.
Yeah. You don't opt out
or
of sports.
Clubs.
We're going to stick you
clubs.
In
yeah.
on the football team. But you can opt out of that if you want to. Or the soccer team.
Right.
But you can opt out of that. Or we're going to put you in a club so you have some extracurricular community activity. But if you want to, you can opt out. No, you opt in.
And it needs to be informed consent. You know, they need to not only say you have to opt into this, but here are all of the materials we're going to go over. Here are the videos they're going to view. Here is everything we're going to be teaching them. That has to be part of it.
Yeah, and so the principal at this school rewarded faculty who showed support for the Day of Silence. So this doesn't sound like it's a local student club organization.
No.
The principal stated, quote, "I'm all in for whatever you need. I like the idea of teachers wearing GSA and NPFH shirts if they wish. I am delighted to go on the announcements and read a script. Basically, you tell me what the kids need and I'm in." This is the principal.
Pushing this propaganda
on them. An email from Grimm, the counselor, to a teacher further reveals the support and promotion of the Day of Silence while isolating those faculty, staff, and students who choose not to participate.
Yeah,
this is just outrageous.
Think about those Christians, guys, you know, who don't want a part of this. You know, think of the isolation, the bullying they would receive because of this.
All of them need to be fired.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is absolute insanity. The parents have a right to know. The problem is that when something like this happens and they show trash like this, and they take up school time, sometimes that bell cannot be unrung. Mm-hmm. Certain images and information can't be unrung. They need to know their position, and that is they are under the authority of the parents. The parents aren't under the authority of the school administrators.
Yeah,
these are not the children of the school. They're not the children of the state. They are not creatures of the state. This is not a socialist, communist regime where they have control of the kids. These are individual families that are represented here, and it's the parents. It's their parents that have the right to make these decisions.
They send their children, you know, expecting them to learn how to read, to write, to arithmetic, things that are going to help them in life, not propaganda.
This is why, you know, Hillary says it takes a village to raise a child, because it's their leftist village that wants to indoctrinate these children. What a gross violation of parental rights, not to mention other laws.
Well, also, you have another situation. There's just a lot of insanity out there, so I encourage you to check out what's going on in your school. Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public School District, they now just adopted a new policy that violates the students' rights of privacy. They endanger the students, and they make them less safe, despite the overwhelming community opposition. And the policies allow students to use a bathroom, locker room, showers, based upon their subjective, quote, gender identity, close quote, rather than their inherently unchangeable biological sex.
Or they can be disciplined if they don't identify a particular student by the gender or name that student chooses.
Yeah, and it's not just a he wanting to be a she. It could be a he or a she wanting to be a they.
Right.
Yeah.
Believe me.
It's insane.
It's that crazy.
Tragic.
It's that crazy. Or an it or neither.
And the community did not support this.
The community was opposed to it.
Yes.
Watch out what's going on in your school and let us know what you see happening. These are serious violations to not only parental rights, but to religious freedom. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit us at lc.org. Sign up for our email communications right there on the website. And remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and financial support, you can also get some of our online information through our online store and also the Patriot Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools, the rights of students, parents, and others in the public school. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.